These.
Pick up football.
Pick up football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro Picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40.
So much on the line right now. I can't even begin to express how important this segment is. I lead in the pick segment. I'm 32-25. I have 65 points. Last week, 2-1, 5 points. Don is second. He's 28-28-1, 60.5 points. Last week, 1-2, but he hit his three-pointer. Peter, 30-26-1 with 56 points, 9 points off the lead. Last week, a big, fat goose egg, 0-3, no points whatsoever. And the show battle, TMKS and DNR, a flat-footed 10-9 tie. Well, I had the best week. I'm in first place. I'll go first. I was told last week I went a little long, so I'll make this fast. Bengals and the Titans. Bengals are a good team. They're still young. They're up in class. Titans had a week off. They're getting players back. The most important one, Derrick Henry. Titans 3.5-point favorites. I'm going to take the Titans. That's going to be my 3-point pick.
Ooh.
My 2-point pick, Rams at the Bucs. Obviously, injuries to both sides. Tristan Wirfs still not out, but could be compromised with a high ankle sprain. And then Andrew Whitworth is out, the 40-year-old left tackle for the Rams. That's going to be a problem. They played in week 3. The Rams beat them 34-24, and Matthew Stafford had a great game. And I'm doing the unthinkable, everybody. I really am. I'm doing the unthinkable. I'm going up against the GOAT. I'll take the Rams. And I'll take the 2.5 points. That's my 2-point pick. My 1-point pick, it's the Bills and the Chiefs. Chiefs are 1.5-point favorites. I think this is going to be down to the wire. It's going to be a Donnybrook or a LaGreca Brook. It is going to be punch to punch, a heavyweight fight, chest to chest, nipple to nipple. But I think the Bills will prevail. They'll win this game, and I'll take the 2 points anyway. It's 2 points, by the way. So the Bills are my 1-point pick, and I'll take the 2 points against the Chiefs in Kansas City. Those are my 3 picks. Wow. Don, you're next.
All right. Well, a lot of similarities, Michael, because my 1-point play, the Titans covering the 3.5. And the thing that I love is the stat you threw out earlier, Mike Vrabel, 8-0, outright and against the spread with at least 9 days off. And I just don't think the Bengals have an answer for Henry. And it's not like the Bengals played great. They let the Raiders right back into that game. You got a rested Titans team. I like the Titans to cover the 3.5, and that's my 1-point play. Michael, I'm with you with the Rams and the Bucs. Sack differential, plus 19 in favor of the Rams, plus 8.5 for Tampa. They get after it, even with the injuries. I think they got over the hump. I think that was a big win for Stafford in Arizona. We forget how good they are because they seem to be in an enigma, but now we can't say that Stafford hasn't won a playoff game. We can't say he doesn't win against teams with winning records. So I like the Rams plus 2.5 as my 2-point play. And I'm with you as well, Michael, but a little bit more confident. Bills at the Chiefs. I just think it's the Bills' year. Quarterback, pretty even. Defense, I think, favors Buffalo. And now they met in week 5, 38-20, a Bills win, but that was when Kansas City was really struggling. So it's a much better Kansas City team, but I think this Bills team is primed and ready. I've said it. I think the winner of this game goes to the Super Bowl. And I think it's Buffalo's time. I was wrong about it last year. I think I'm right this year. And even with the 2, I'm not as scared. Bills plus 2 is my 3-point play. So Bills plus 2, 3. Rams plus 2.5, 2. And the Titans minus 3.5, my 1-point play.
And the fascinating part about this, you're 4.5 games out.
Right.
Now, if all three of these picks hit, you don't gain any ground. So you almost have to be rooting against my 3-point pick, which is your 1-point pick. And you have to hope that the Bills win because that's
right.
My 1-point pick, and then you'll gain ground.
I have to have the same week you had last week.
Right.
Where I'm rooting against my 1-point play, Tennessee, and then I can gain some ground.
All right, Peter. This decides whether or not you stay in the running, at least for first place. You can still get out of last place. You're 9 points behind the leader. Go.
Well, and how many points are available? 6 this week, 5 next week, 3 the following?
Yep.
That's right, so 14 points available.
Well, it's not over today. It's not over today. But I obviously made a guess that I'm not thrilled with, but let's break it all down. We'll start in Kansas City. I'm going to go right up against you guys. I understand the hotness of the Buffalo Bills at this moment, but I really think the Chiefs are probably – the best, second best team in football, and they're peaking right now. and it's at Arrowhead. I will take the Kansas City Chiefs giving a short two as my one-point play. My two-point play, I talked about it all day. You guys could tell. I'm with the Green Bay Packers. And you know, I had to love when Tannenbaum was so bullish on the 49ers.
Yeah, I noticed that, Peter.
That was a great feeling. Yeah, we already gave you guys all the stats. Cold weather, no experience for Garoppolo, whereas we know Aaron Rodgers does well there. Coming off a bye, monster season, Za'Darius Smith back. I'll take the Packers at home for my two-point play. And here is my mistake. Guys, I'm trying to decide whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. Michael and I are in lockstep with the Tennessee Titans for the three-point play.
Wow.
That was not what I planned on, and the most frustrating part here is I took that pick thinking Michael wouldn't play it that heavy. And instead I get it wrong. What I'm deciding about is, Michael, is there an upside to the fact that now that game's completely awash for me with regard to you, and I could just watch the other two games in peace?
You know what? You can now relax the first game on Saturday. You're absolutely right.
Now I have to root against my pick.
And you and Don absolutely has to root against his pick. Because, well, that's – you know what, though? You know what, Michael? Honestly, I probably shouldn't be worried about you. I should
you
be trying
to – You want to be Don.
I should be trying to gun out of last place, which means I still root for the Titans. Because I won't lose any ground on you, and I'd pick up 2 points on Don.
Excellent point. Mm. This pick segment makes strange bedfellows.
It sure does. Titans for three, Packers for two, the Kansas City Chiefs for one.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Speaking of strange bedfellows, here he is, the great Dave Rothenberg. Dave, how are you, my friend? You guys have tied us now at 10-9.
What happens is we consider it the cream rising to the top, Michael, Don, and Peter. You know, you guys were dancing on our graves weeks ago, and now you see what's happened. We fought ourselves right back into a flat-footed tie with the three of you.
Now, before you make your pick, smart guy, we have to confirm something. Do you guys not pick against each other because Rick can't handle the pressure?
Yeah, it's a lot for him.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
No, I'm actually not kidding. It's a lot for him. He stresses about it. It makes him crazy. You don't understand the neuroses that I deal with every day. Like, live reads are a stress producer. It becomes a lot. So, you know, just for the sanity of the show and really – really just you know, everyone's well-being, we don't do a show pick because it's just too much. But we're really having fun going up against you guys. I agree with you. I'd love to do it, but it's too much for him. He doesn't like to do it.
All right, so you won, so you get to pick first. Who do you like?
All right, there's a few games that we really like this week, but the one that we feel most confident about is going to be tomorrow night in very frigid weather. My understanding is like 3-4 degrees at the start of the game. Jimmy Garoppolo did everything within his power to give that game away last week. He couldn't do it because it was the Cowboys, but this is not the Cowboys. This is the Packers. How do they guard Devontae Adams? I don't know. How do they beat Green Bay? I don't know. I don't think they do. We both love the Packers -5.5, undefeated at home this season. Rodgers has to get to the Super Bowl this time around. Packers -5.5 for D&R.
Dave, we are. It's the smartest pick you've ever made. I've never been more in lockstep with you in my life.
I don't know if I feel good about that or not, but I will take that.
Well, I'll tell you whether you should feel good or not because he's in last place. Anyway,
well, hold on. I'm in last place, and isn't Dave bombing his picks in the newspaper, and there's not even a spread?
Oh, you know what? We never talked about that.
No,
I won.
Really?
Oh, you won, Don?
Congratulations, Don. Congratulations.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't mock me. First of all, we went a full week without even bringing it up. Anything worth doing is worth doing right. I finished in first, and you finished in sixth.
All right, but I didn't finish in last. I didn't embarrass myself. You did great. You did phenomenally well. You know what? I love how the narrative changes, right? You guys are killing us. You're up by five. You're dancing on our grade. And now that talk has stopped. Now it's all about, well, in a newspaper, I beat you without spread. So decide what matters, and then let's go there.
Oh, wow.
I'll never mind the fact that you had an advantage year long of being able to figure out who you're going to pick, and then we got to do it on the fly.
Please, please.
No, please. It's a fact.
It's embarrassing. You consider yourself to be the voice of the people. What advantage do we have?
You get to make your – well, now you don't even make picks, so you can discuss for hours what you're going to do, and we've got 30 seconds.
Well, why don't you guys spend 5 hours discussing what one game you like?
Because then we would be tipping our hand of the picks that we make. And today we did something different, so we are going to take the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, this is well thought out.
And we're going to give 3.5 points
to the Cincinnati. The pressure.
No, there's no stress and pressure.
Listen, you guys have had a good run, there's no doubt. But let's also be honest. Because we are all man enough to actually pick on our show, we're more focused on our internal battle than this little reindeer game. That's what happens.
That's fine.
And really,
I'll
tell you what, Dave. I always thought you guys didn't pick because you have a little bit of an issue with gambling. The fact that you're not picking because Rick can't deal with the pressure is startling to me. For somebody who idolizes and reveres Rick, I don't get it. As Don said earlier, this guy played playoff hockey, and he's stressing out about a pick.
You don't understand. Lack of sleep. He has to medicate himself. It's too much for him. Don, do you remember when you used to do the pre and post game for the Jets? And did that segment called the Cover 3. Record. Yeah, it would take upwards of half an hour. Because if he didn't enunciate perfectly every word he verbalizes, and we have to start. In radio, you know how it works. You make a mistake, and wherever you made the mistake, you pick up. No, not on our show. On our show, you have to start from the very beginning every single time. It is perfection or it is failure. It's too much to make picks.
Well, I appreciate the wanting to be perfect, but making picks is kind of a sports show. Ryan Hurley, our PD, just texted me. He said, Rick used to stress over the weekly daily news picks when it's just picking winners without spreads.
Every you don't understand. You don't understand what I deal with.
That's
I get stipends for dealing with him every day. He's very difficult.
And also, Ryan said to ask a gunling that Rick would come into the control room and seek Andrew's counsel on the daily news picks. Is that true?
Every week.
Andrew's counsel, we used to work in an office, he would ask everyone that worked in the building, the guy that pressed the buttons on the elevator, the woman that rang him up at the register in the cafeteria. I'm not kidding. Every single person he would ask, do you like the Bengals? You think the Bengals win? I mean, they're tough at home in October. And the woman's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, everybody.
Wow. Ian Rappaport reporting a bit of a shocker. The Ravens and defensive coordinator Don Wink Martindale parting ways.
Ooh.
How about that?
I'll take him.
Are you happy with Shane, Dave?
I'm thrilled.
And who do you want as your coach?
Finally, I'd be happy with Dable. I think he's a smart offensive mind. You need an offensive coordinator. I heard Tenenbaum. I don't disagree with him where he makes the point of you need someone who has experience, but I think Dable, with what he's done with Buffalo and Josh Allen, would be a really nice addition to the Giants.
Have a wonderful weekend,
yes,
Dave. Really. You deserve it.
You guys, too. I care for you all. I'm sorry if this got remotely heated. I apologize.
No, it's good radio. You know good radio, my friend.
Oh, this is what we do. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games.
All right.
So
you
long.
Too. Now, Don, you know what we discovered here?
What's that?
Last year's daily news picks were essentially made from Joan, the lady in the food.
Yeah, how about that?
Cafeteria, yeah.
But I was still proud to win.
No, this year it was all you. All right, ENN, shortened ENN because 6:30 is a Ranger pregame. Don gets to talk more. So stick around for that. But first, ENN coming up right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.